the following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
It is. It's a Tuesday. Welcome to it. I'm having a little computer issue here. You know, here's the problem. I feel like a broken record talking about computer problems. But the program that I use to stream video seems to use a lot of resources on my computer. There's something glitchy on it. So I'm unable to make the transition to turn the camera on. So we'll just start talking and take it from there. For those of you watching on YouTube or Periscope or Facebook, we'll fix it. It'll work out. Wow. Somebody in the YouTube chat room is giving the lyrics to a Chris Isaak tune that he recorded for me many years ago. And writing that, yeah, that's it. I don't even have it, you know, handy, or I'd play it for you. Maybe in a little while once I get the computer going. But Delta 3416, welcome to the YouTube chat. Everyone, thank you for being here. Hopefully I'll get the picture fixed in a moment if it decides to cooperate. Anyway, I don't even know where to begin. I guess we should begin at the beginning. We can begin. Oh, all right. Now, wow, if you could see what my computer is doing, it is just freaking out on me. But here we go. Okay, there's a picture. And hopefully I can make a couple of other adjustments now that I have my controls back. Anyway, welcome to a Tuesday. Everything is crazy. The Donald Trump apparently walked out of a 60 Minutes interview a short while ago. Let me see if I can't find the story here for you. Yeah, he was doing an interview with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes. And apparently about 45 minutes into it, he just got up and stormed out of the room. Caitlin Collins from CNN wrote this on Twitter. Apparently there was some drama while Trump was taping a 60 Minutes interview today. He abruptly ended his solo interview after around 45 minutes and did not return for a scheduled walk and talk he was supposed to tape with Pence, I guess someone else, and I guess Leslie Stahl at CNN, she's told by sources. We don't know what it is, but a few minutes later, Trump tweeted, a veiled attack at Leslie Stahl. He tweeted a picture of her and or a video and said, Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes not wearing a mask in the White House after her interview with me. Much more to come. And Donald Trump is bitching about somebody else not wearing a mask? Seriously, did I miss something here? Is there a memo I missed or maybe a Zoom call that I wasn't present on? Sorry, that was a bad joke. But anyway, I guess we'll find out. But Leslie Stahl, by the way, has had COVID-19. So if Donald Trump is immune, wouldn't that mean she is as well? Just asking the question. I honestly don't know the answer to it. You know what? Why don't we go through a little bit of the news because we can. So let's hit it.
I read the news today, oh boy.
So like a toddler in bad need of a nap, Donald Trump is in meltdown mode. Yesterday, he raged against Dr. Fauci, reporters, the next debate moderator, and others. He's doing like two or more of these, you know, super spreader rallies a day. Yesterday, the news broke that we got the audio of this conference call that Trump held with campaign staff and supporters in which he smeared the nation's top infectious disease expert.
People are tired of COVID. I have the biggest rallies I've ever had, and we have COVID. People are saying whatever. Just leave us alone. They're tired of it. People are tired of you. Fauci and all these idiots. These people that have gotten it wrong. Fauci's a nice guy. He's been here for 500 years. He's a disaster.
500 years?
If I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
Oh, please. If you listen to him, we'd be in much better shape than we are now. So, you know, speaking of 60 Minutes, Trump's attack on Dr. Fauci came in the wake of a 60 Minutes report in which Dr. Fauci said he wasn't surprised at all that Trump caught COVID-19 after a mostly mask-free White House gathering that health officials suspect was a super spreader event. By the way, that 60 Minutes episode did not air here because I'm guessing there was football or something because the DVR didn't pick it up. But there is, it's on YouTube, and you should watch it. If nothing else, watch this segment with Fauci because it's eye-opening. Anyway, it pissed Donald Trump off because Fauci told the truth, and Donald Trump seems to have a weird relationship with the truth. He can't be anywhere near it. He doesn't understand how it works. Anyway, so yesterday, he did two rallies in Arizona, and in between, I think it was in between the two, at the airport, you know, doing a shout talk with the press. Trump railed against Mike Wallace and Savannah Guthrie. He sparred with NBC's Kelly O'Donnell, who simply asked when he last tested negative for the coronavirus.
Do you authorize your doctors to tell you when you tested negative last?
Is that very important to you? You seem to be so intent. But if it's so important to you, why is it so important to you?
Oh, my God.
We want to know how long you may have been.
Why?
Why?
We want to know if you followed the rules.
Because it's my job.
So important to you.
Because you lie.
Yeah, my doctors have already given it. You know, my doctors have given more information than has been given on any human being in the history of the world.
Yeah. He just can't help himself. Anyway, in advance of almost missed this one. Then he called Joe Biden a criminal and said that reporters who didn't cover that
bullshit
story that the New York Post is now disavowing about the laptop that, you know, I won't even say Hunter Biden's laptop because it wasn't. It's just such a sham, and it's sad that people are buying this line of crap. Anyway, I say Trump is unraveling. He was never raveled to begin with, but he's coming really unglued.
The campaign strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal. Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it.
Who?
You are a criminal for not reporting it.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time.
Oh, please.
And you're a criminal in the media for not reporting it.
Oh, please. Yeah. 2 weeks. 2 weeks until November 3rd. Officially election day, although upwards of 30 million Americans have already voted, which is astounding. But yesterday, the Supreme Court, with a 4-4 tie, effectively allowed Pennsylvania to keep their extended mail-in voting period, leaving in place a lower court ruling that will let state officials count ballots received for 3 days after Election Day, unless there's evidence that they were sent after the deadline. So they've got 3 days. So chances are we won't have election results from Pennsylvania and a few other states till maybe November 6th or after. But hopefully enough people will turn out and make enough of a landslide that we will know for sure on November 3rd night that it's a done deal. Please, please, please. What else? Oh, Mitch McConnell is a creep, a liar, a heinous excuse for a human being. So we were supposed to find out today if the Nancy Pelosi, Steven Mnuchin negotiations on a new COVID deal worked well. What's his name? Turtle McNurdle. McConnell is told people that he would not allow any stimulus payment to the American people. Remember the $1,200 we all got at the beginning of this craziness? He won't go for another payout to the American people. By the way, other countries, you name them, from Canada to the UK, to France, to Germany, to the Netherlands, to Australia, New Zealand, they all helped their citizens through this mess. While everyone was in lockdown, those other countries made good for the money, the salaries that their citizens lost. Here in the United States, we've been, you know, in this position for 7 months now, and all I got was a measly $1,200. That's America. Frankly, I'll take the socialist plan, please, and one to go on top of it. Amazing. So apparently there is no deal. Mitch McConnell also warned the White House that they should not cut any stimulus deal before the election. So Mitch McConnell is as much of a liar and a piece of shit as Donald Trump is. All right, there's other stuff to get to. A lot of it well, I'm saving to go over with Gotta Laugh when she joins us in a few minutes. But this is a good one. Retired four-star Admiral William McRaven. Do you remember that name? He's the guy who led the raid that got bin Laden. Well, in an editorial published yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, Admiral McRaven endorsed Joe Biden. He wrote, part of what he wrote says, "This week I went to the polls in Texas. I am a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, small government, strong defense, and a national anthem standing conservative. But I also believe that Black Lives Matter, that the Dreamers deserve a path to citizenship, that diversity and inclusion are essential to our national success, that education is the great equalizer, that climate change is real." And he's voting for Joe Biden. So that happened too. All right. We'll take a very quick time out so our friends at the Progressive Voices Network can get a little bit of business in. And we'll come back with our pal Gotta Laugh next. Don't go away. It's Nicole Sandler on the Progressive Voices Network. And my mouth is not working today. Now, I know Laffy didn't get much sleep last night. I never get sleep. I have a hard time sleeping at night. So anyway, we should be in rare form today when Laffy joins us. We'll be with her in a second. I'll play you a little ditty. This one from our friends at Founder Sing. And this one, they're channeling Billy Preston and Barack Obama. Take it away, Founders.
All gotta vote and we're close to victory. Gonna cast these ballots with our friends. All gotta vote to end this insanity. Gonna bring back justice once again. Karma goes round in circles. Karma shines down on the darkness with a light. Karma goes round in circles. Karma comes down on the side of what is right. We've got some leaders, ain't got no morals. But the bad guys lose when we vote them away. Life's so much sweeter when they work for us. Ones who feed on fear, yeah, we're gonna replace. Karma goes round in circles. Karma shines down on the darkness with a light. Karma goes round in circles. Karma comes down on the side of what is right. Love is a dance, we know the steps all. We'll never let those losers screw us around. Stand for justice and nothing less. Overcome the lies with truth right now. Karma goes round in circles. Karma shines down on the darkness with a light. Karma goes round in circles. Karma comes down on the side of what is right. Karma goes round in circles. Karma goes round.
You're listening to The Nicole Sandler Show on the Progressive Voices. NicoleSandler.com.
Oh boy, every Tuesday we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh and shoot the shit about the news. First we got to get her on the line. So hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Well,
yeah.
You've reached the final debate hotline.
Okay.
Boy, press 1 if you think after what Pence went through with the fly on his head, Trump will be changing his hairspray to Raid. You sound very faint.
I do.
You do.
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Up your volume.
Okay. Here we go. Is that better?
Say something else.
Is that better?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep going.
I can hear you, so
yes.
It's okay.
Okay, good.
Press 2 if you think after his town hall at the final debate, Biden will still be looking up at the balcony when he answers.
Yeah.
Press 3 if you think after Trump wrongly accused Savannah Guthrie of disappearing after his town hall, Kristen Welker is hoping to disappear before the debate even starts.
Oh, my God. Yes. Speaking of, did you hear how he attacked her? He just went after her, her family, their donations. It's insane. Yeah. The man is just fucking insane.
Yeah, he's an insecure little butthead. That's, you know. What can we say? We know what he is. And like the Leslie Stahl thing, he went after her because it didn't go well.
Of course, because she asked tough questions. He doesn't want tough questions. You see, we know that Donald Trump usually is only interviewed by people at Fox, OAN, and Newsmax. You know, the outlets that will fawn all over him and not press him for an answer. And so Leslie Stahl's an actual journalist, and she probably asked him real questions that he didn't like.
Right. He doesn't want not only tough questions, she doesn't want any questions.
No.
He doesn't want to be challenged at all.
Yep. That's
about anything. What's your name? No, I'm not going to answer that.
Right.
You know,
when were you last tested? Why do you care? Why do you want to know that? What is it about? Just answer the fucking question.
He can't. Right. If he could, he would. He wouldn't, because it would incriminate him. But he won't answer anything. The only thing he'll answer is like, how do you get your hair looking that good? How do you do that makeup? That's better than my mom's.
You have such a nice smile. You're so good looking when you smile. That woman at the town hall last week was hysterical.
That was hilarious.
Because she was not a supporter of his, but she has his number. She knew
exactly. The
way to get him is to butter him up, compliment him, and then ask him the zinger of the question.
Right.
Which she did. It was good.
Well, that's how everybody should do it. They should butter him up and soften him up and get him, you know, where he's not got his guard up, and then just zap him really good. I just hope that – I know Kristen Welker can be very persistent. She is a decent, reporter and can be very assertive.
Yep.
What I hope she does, though, is follow-ups.
I hope so, too. Because actually, Savannah Guthrie did a really good job of it. I know you didn't watch the Trump thing.
Not good
I felt
enough.
Like I had to.
I saw clips. I thought she did better than most because she came back at him. But what she didn't do is follow up more.
Well,
than
she did. I mean, but I cut her slack because
really?
You can't reason with an unreasonable person. She tried a number of times. She went back and back again and back again. And there comes a point when you just have to move on because he's not giving you an answer.
Well, I think she did better than most, but I think that she could have. I think sometimes she just got repetitive instead of changing the question a little bit and getting him to answer from a different angle.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's just, you know, watching is different than being there. So I'll give her a pass if you say I should.
Yeah, she did a better job than any of the moderators I've seen so far.
And I agree with that.
Right.
I do.
So,
I do. Let's
it's all relative.
Kristen Welker does it.
We'll see.
What?
Kristen Welker, I thought, was an odd choice. as a moderator because she's a White House correspondent. She's not even the chief White House correspondent for NBC News. I don't know how they made their choices. And I have nothing against
her
as a choice.
You're loud again. Okay, good. I think, can hear you.
Oh, that's weird. Something's funky in my system, but you know,
you got a
welcome
funky
to my
system.
World.
I've always told you you had a funky system.
I got a funky system. No, I knew I got a funky system.
Well, Kristen Welker, I think she was on the three-woman panel who did the debates last time.
Yep, I think she was.
And that's probably one of the reasons they gave it to her, also because she's very highly respected. From everything I'm hearing, they're constantly telling us how highly respected she is, so I'm assuming she is.
Yep.
She follows me, I follow her, but we don't talk, so I don't have any personal insight into anything she does, but she's fine with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, she's good. And she's a straightforward reporter. I don't have a sense of her loyalties one way or another. You know, some you get a feeling of where they lie. With a reporter, you're not supposed to. And, you know, for Trump to be calling her out, she's a you know, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. You don't know that.
Right.
He doesn't know
I
any of this shit.
What she
the
is.
Guy from I mean, C-SPAN, by the way, who was now lied about a tweet. The whole thing is just, you know, Donald Trump gets people so freaked out that they do stupid things like he did. But Trump, for instance, claimed that Fauci is a Democrat. Fauci is registered to vote with no party affiliation. He is as apolitical as they come. He has served presidents. I think he's worked with 6 different administrations.
He's professional.
Yes.
That's what he is. He's very professional.
Of course.
But, you know, Trump is so not professional that if somebody else is professional, that's intimidating.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
You want to do tweeties?
Okay. You ready?
A number O with them.
Okay. Somebody let loose the birdies.
Welcome to my tweet.
All right. So what are the Twitters all a-Twitter about today?
Well, speaking of Leslie Stahl.
Yes.
Andrew Carell, who is somebody I have no idea who he is.
No,
is he?
Andrew
Daily
Carell.
Beast.
Okay.
He says, you know your campaign is going really well when your final 2 weeks messaging is Leslie Stahl didn't wear a mask during this 5-second clip.
Yeah, really. Unbelievable.
And I added, because Bakari Sellers says, you can't walk out of 60 Minutes at minute 45. And I said, coming up after this message, 45 Minutes with your host, Leslie Stahl. Tick, tick, tick,
uh-huh.
Tick,
tick, tick. Uh-huh.
So we'll have to rename the show.
Okay.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Or they can give Biden 15 more.
Okay. Okay.
Then we'll have 60. See, 45 and 15 is
40. But got 60. It. Got it. I'm a little slow sometimes.
I even did that and I'm half asleep.
I hear you.
Oh, so yeah, that was the new 60 Minutes addition to my repertoire today. Okay, so this happened. This is I have a thread.
Yeah.
It's about a 5-piece thread. This is from Huffington Post.
Yes.
Top State Department official repeatedly drank to excess on the job, says a watchdog. An unpublished inspector general. Here I go.
Easy for you to say.
Inspector General report obtained by Huffington Post raises concerns about longtime GOP operative Cam Henderson, who was close to Mike Pompeo.
Ooh, okay.
The revelation about her behavior and apparent immunity adds to the impunity. I'm sorry. See what I mean?
Both of us today. Yeah. We're in good shape.
Apparent impunity adds to the impression that the State Department has become less professional and more politicized under Trump and Pompeo.
You think?
Yeah. Ding, ding. Henderson encouraged her predecessor and previous boss, Sean Lawler, to drink in the office to calm him down.
Oh, Lawler, man.
Lawler left the job in July 2019 after multiple complaints that he harassed and denigrated employees. This is a great office.
Lovely.
Pompeo tapped Henderson to succeed Lawler without seeking Senate confirmation, breaking with normal practice. Henderson has been deeply involved in Pompeo's controversial practice of holding Madison dinners, swanky taxpayer-funded events featuring the secretary and his wife.
Lovely.
And last one.
Oh, my
Henderson
God.
Is a longtime GOP operative who worked for years with Chris Christie. In July, New Jersey Attorney General ordered her to pay a fine for failing to register a company she owned as a fundraising organization after it took money for fundraising services from well-funded nonprofit called Trump for America.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, no corruption here.
No, Trump for
a
America.
A drunk who does that. That's...
Please. Please.
I mean, what's happening? What is happening? Oh, by the way, they're going to confirm this, or they're going to vote on the Supreme Court. Not confirm. I guess we'll vote on Monday.
Right. No, what happens is Thursday is the vote to, you know, to vote her out of committee. So on Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee at 1 p.m. Eastern will vote to approve her. And then it goes to the full Senate the following Monday. That's now, Monday. What I'm hearing is that the Democrats don't have the votes to stop it.
They were saying they may boycott.
They're talking about just boycotting it on Thursday. Not being there. They should.
There's no legitimacy to this.
Exactly. They don't have the votes to stop it. So the next best thing is just don't show up, I guess.
Right. And this is the end of a whole lot of our Democratic
yes, it is.
Ways of doing things.
Here from the New York Times. Short of the votes to block or substantially delay Judge Amy Coney Barrett's.
Amy Coney Barrett.
I discovered what was missing. You have the tone right, but she's more staccato, like a robot. She has no inflection in her voice, and she speaks very staccato-ish.
You're talking about glottal stops.
Well, I thought that that's a glottal.
It's like, when like you stop it in your throat, like when you go, instead of saying, how are you? You go, how are you?
You stop it
in your throat before you, it doesn't flow.
Right.
It
she's like, Amy Coney Barrett, I was top of my law class at Notre Dame. It's very choppy like that.
Press one if you want to talk to Amy Coney Barrett.
There you go.
I have 7 kids.
Yes,
I have 7 kids. Beep.
Anyway, it says Democrats are considering a boycott of the Senate Judiciary Committee vote on her nomination on Thursday.
Okay. That took a lot out of us, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
A lot of our soul is now gone. It's very sad. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Steve Holland, he's with Reuters. He said that Melania Trump is going to have to cancel her campaign moment because she's still hacking and coughing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's...
Wait, I thought Donald has the cure. Doesn't he not? Does he not want to share the cure with his wife?
Kaylee Joy Gray said, Trump says he has the cure. Why hasn't he shared it with his wife?
I don't think he likes her very much.
Donnie, I need a little swig. Yeah. A little swig of your medicine, Donnie.
Yeah, yeah.
Donnie, get out of my room, Donnie. I want nothing to do with you.
Fuck Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to send those fucking cards out.
I can't do it. Now I'm lapsing into a baby voice.
No.
Oh, God. Okay, I won't do that voice. Okay. I have to learn that voice.
Yeah, the accent is hard, and I hesitate to try the accent because I'll fuck it up, and I don't want to, you know, come across as some kind of a bigot by screwing up an accent. So,
well, I just do a generic accent for her, and I didn't manage to get that right. So, so here's something that's upsetting. This is from The Hill. A poll worker in Memphis, Tennessee, was fired after allegedly turning away voters who were wearing Black Lives Matter or I Can't Breathe masks and T-shirts.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Can you even?
I can even. And by the way, did you hear about this cop in Miami? This cop shows up, I should have pulled the picture, in full uniform, you know, with his gun and everything else, wearing a Trump mask. And the Trump.
Yes, I saw
And not
that.
Only the mask, but it said something like, you know, enough of this bullshit. So Twitter's going crazy. I went nuts, and Miami-Dade police is now saying, yes, we know. Here is City of Miami police officer Daniel Ubeda in full uniform with badge and gun, wearing his Trump mask inside of the polling location in Government Center. This is city-funded voter intimidation. Ubeda should be suspended immediately. And the Miami Police Department then tweeted out, we're fully aware. And I said, then fire his ass. I mean, yes. Fire his ass. What the hell are we waiting for?
Hello. Yeah. How about doing that?
Yeah.
You know, speaking of, I should look my tweet up. Wait a minute. I don't know if I can do it because of the way I have things set up right now. I can't. Well, yeah. Hold on. Yes, I can. Becerra, my attorney
Javier Becerra.
Here,
yeah.
He is trying to, let's see where it, oh, shoot. I have to, let's see if it should come up pretty soon because I just put it up. Or not. Oh, this is all Broidy. Broidy got turned himself in today. He pleaded guilty today.
Pleaded guilty. That means he's maybe going to cooperate.
I think he did. He said, do you agree you acted as an agent of foreign principal or a representative of them? Yes, Your Honor. So he pleaded.
Yes, he did.
He pleaded. Oh, here it is. California's Democratic Attorney General asks a judge Tuesday to make the state Republican Party hand over the names and contact information of every person who used one of the GOP's unofficial ballot drop boxes to vote.
Wow.
That's from San Francisco Gate newspaper. So they're still on that, thank goodness, because people were thinking they forgot about it.
Good.
So
by the way,
forget about
yes,
it.
Yes. And I found that tweet, by the way. It's from @MiamiPD. And it says, we are aware of the photograph being circulated of a Miami police officer wearing a political mask in uniform. This behavior is unacceptable, a violation of department policy, and is being addressed immediately. And I tweeted back to them, good, now fire his ass.
Good. Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, good. I'm glad they did post that, though.
Yep.
That's encouraging.
Yep. Yep.
So I was watching TV, as I often do.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching MSNBC, and Ali Vitale,
yes.
Who's a decent,
As you often do.
As I often do. Ali Vitale, who's a decent reporter. I watch her and I don't get angry, and she does some good, solid reporting. She said she was talking about Dr. Fauci and Trump, and she characterized, I'm just going to read you my own tweet. Mm-hmm. She just characterized Trump's attacks on Dr. Fauci as a feud. No.
Well,
Fauci
no.
has been asked about Trump's verbal daggers and undermining and has responded honestly. Trump is mounting a dangerous smear campaign that has resulted in death threats to Fauci and his family.
Yep.
A feud takes two people.
That's right.
Fauci,
that means it's
not feuding.
Exactly. And you know, this is the problem with MSNBC, with every media outlet in the age of Trump. They tie themselves in knots to, you know, put forth this idea of fairness. I'm sorry, there is no fairness in covering Donald Trump. He does not ascribe to society's norms. He does not subscribe to the rules of engagement. He doesn't understand how, you know, social intercourse. He doesn't know how to talk to people. He doesn't know how to treat people with respect because he doesn't respect anybody.
He's a sociopath.
Exactly.
He has no idea about humanity or human beings or proper behavior.
Anything. And so, false equivalencies that the media puts out there trying to be fair because they don't want to appear to be slamming Trump all the time. You know what? Just go with it. That's what he deserves. It's the coverage he deserves. Give it to him.
The thing is, it's not like it's only 6 months into his presidency. It's
exactly.
4 years.
Yep.
So if you don't know by now what kind of idiot he is, you know, you shouldn't be reporting on him.
Just exactly.
Call it what it is. We all know what he is. All right.
Yep.
So Daniel Dale was reporting on this, and then I have a follow-up from Ben Smith.
Okay.
Ben Smith. Is a different person than Daniel Dale.
Yeah.
He's from New York Times, and Daniel Dale is Daniel Dale. Okay, so he's from CNN.
Yes.
The Trump administration, this is very, I don't know why this isn't getting a ton of play, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
The Trump administration is proposing to limit foreign outlet journalists living in the United States on the I visa, and then Dale says that was me for 4 years in D.C. at the Toronto Star,
uh-huh.
to 8 months plus a maximum of an 8-month extension. Journalists have long stayed for years using this visa. And then Ben Smith, piles on and says, this is one of the ways closed societies keep reporters out. Genuinely shocking to see the U.S. float it.
Right, because this is a tool of authoritarian regimes. This yes. is what they do. This is not what we do. We have a free press, or we used to.
Right.
We that used will. To.
Not since Trump started saying fake news, we don't.
Yeah,
so,
no.
You know, he took care of that.
Yep.
Okay, so I have my tweet up about...
Jeffrey Toobin. Knew you were going to go there. Knew we had to get there sooner or later. Yeah. I have a tweet about Jeffrey Toobin, too, from Ellie Mistal. Have you seen this one?
I've seen everything Ellie does. Go for it, because all I have up is the information tweet. I didn't do any funny tweets because okay. I knew you'd be covering it.
All right. Ellie Mistal tweeted, 15 people were in the Zoom when it happened. The Zoom where it happened. My God, we've got the thrust, but we'll never really know how much disgust. Click mute didn't happen, but 15 people were in the Zoom where it happened.
Yeah, I saw that. Leave it to Ellie. Oh, man. What a dimwit. Oh, I mean, seriously, what's he jacking off to, Nicole? Is he jacking off to Jane Mayer?
I don't know. That's the thing. Really, you're on a Zoom call with the New Yorker staffers and WNYC Radio, and you're doing an election scenario, role-playing thing. Role-playing on an election night, not a sexual role-playing thing. Maybe he just got confused.
Maybe he had two screens up. I don't know.
But what he said was, he said, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. It's easy to tell. Zoom, you're either there or you're not. Either your picture's there or there's, your name printed out. It's not hard to figure, well, not difficult to figure out. I should... watch my words. I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video. Still, is that where you normally jerk off? On a work call? I mean, really?
When I'm on a work call, like now, I try to pay attention to what's happening.
Yeah, so do I.
On the Zoom.
I got to tell you, I've gotten these, I've gotten a few weird emails from somebody who purports to have video of me through my camera. I'm going to see if I can find one. I can't find. I'm doing a search for the word masturbate in my incoming email box because I didn't delete these things because they were so funny. But basically, someone trying to blackmail me saying, we have video of you from your camera in front of your computer as you go to those sites and you masturbate. Oh. I've never masturbated in front of my computer. I'm sorry. But I guess people do it, and that's the thing. So people get blackmailed. This person, whoever sent me these things, wants, so much money in Bitcoin. Well, they're shit out of luck.
Oh, right there. Well, right. There you go.
Yeah. I was looking
for... Every time I see Bitcoin, I feel like there's a troll out there.
Yeah. I really want to find one of these emails to share it with you, but I know I can't find one.
Oh, man. Well, whenever you and I talked about this, whenever I'm done on Zoom, mm-hmm. whenever our session is over, because you're the only one, well, I Zoom with my kids too, but I have a cover that goes over my lens uh-huh. and I immediately flip it down. And I also end up unplugging my camera because there's also audio.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've heard that they're hackable and I don't want to even...
Oh, I got it. I found it. I got two of them here. Here.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I got one on September 20th and one on September 29th. Here, the subject line, I caught you masturbating. Mm. Hi, I will be direct. You watch adult content often and I caught you masturbating. We'll do it. We all do it from time to time. How I did this? how I did this. Good American lexicon there. Your router was vulnerable. I was able to inject some code into the firmware and every device connected on the network, including phones, was compromised. Then I set every device available to record with the camera only when you watch adult content. I also got your contact lists, phone numbers, emails, social media contacts, and here's the deal. If you don't pay me $950 worth in Bitcoin, I will send your masturbation video and search history to all your contacts. And then it shows me how I can buy Bitcoin. And then there's another one.
Right there. There it is.
Yep.
Every time I get followed on Twitter by somebody who sells Bitcoin, I know they're a troll. Every single one of them looks the same.
Yeah.
Every single one of them has the same thing on, you know, how to buy, and there's links. It looks weird, and Forex, or I don't even know what that means. I don't know what any of it means. Oh, God. Okay, back to... we digress, though.
Yes. So right, if you want to blackmail me, find something else, because I don't masturbate in front of the computer. Just saying.
Yes. I mean, that's the other thing. It's such an obvious, so obvious. Simon Rosenberg,
yeah,
a liberal think tanker, he said, you have a twofer from him. It's hard not to view what Trump and Rudy, okay, talking about this whole Rudy scam thing, this whole fake story.
The
Russian.
The laptop.
Disinformation laptop.
The laptop left at a blind computer repairman's shop in Delaware. By the way, Hunter Biden lives in California, but he went to Delaware to drop off this laptop, didn't leave his name or number or any, you know, way for the shop to get in touch with him when the laptop was ostensibly fixed.
Oh, God. thinking about this. Anyway, he said, it's hard not to view what Trump and Rudy are doing with Hunter Biden as the political equivalent of hostage taking, torture, and a threat to kill him with the help of a foreign power. We are witnessing one of the darkest political moments in American history. And then he goes on to say, this Hunter op is crossing a line which cannot be uncrossed, going after the kid of a politician with a history of substance use issues as hard as they are doing right now.
Uh-huh.
Both Trump and Russia just cannot be in bounds. There has to be consequences. He's right.
Yes.
This is insanity.
It is insanity. It's insanity. And I'm going to say this right here. If by some chance, you know, everything Trump says is projection, right?
Everything.
So he has said, the only way I can lose this election is if they steal it. If it's rigged, it'll be rigged. The only way he can win is if they steal it. Again, it's his projection.
Right.
He can't possibly win. So, and I have no doubt that they will do everything in their power to rig and steal the election. That's what scares me.
Absolutely. That's the thing that worries me more than anything. I'm not as worried about winning the votes. I really think we have a chance to just outright win the votes.
Uh-huh.
But it'll be close in some of the swing states. And those swing states that are run by Republicans can then challenge everything in court.
Yep. Well, that's why we keep talking about the landslide to bring him down. Because on election night, for instance, Florida, vote early. I already found out. I got a notification by checking the Broward County Supervisor of Elections website. My ballot was received and it has already been counted. Florida counts as they come in. There are some states, and Pennsylvania is one of them, where they're not even allowed to open those envelopes until after the polls have closed, which is ridiculous. So we won't know the results of Pennsylvania. But if by some chance Biden wins Florida, and Ohio, and I don't know what the rules are in Ohio. Ohio's looking kind of iffy. Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Texas, let's say. If he wins all those on November 3rd, then it's over. If Biden can get to 270 without worrying about those other states that are not finished counting yet, then we're good. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's a big if.
It's a big if. I know.
It's making me nervous.
I know.
I'm very nervous.
I hear you.
Okay, so what's this? So still on this topic. There we go. Exclusive from Mediaite.
Uh-oh. Oh, we're back to the Jeffrey Toobin. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Oh no, we're done with Jeffrey Toobin. He's done.
No, we were on the laptop.
Oh, we're on the laptop. That's right. Okay,
other computer issues.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, sorry, so, I got the Jeffrey Toobin story. I can't. It just can't shake it.
It's like a earworm. Only it's a bad analogy,
yeah,
but.
Right.
Okay, so Fox News division passed on the Hunter Biden laptop story. So
isn't that interesting? Fox News said no.
So Julia Roginsky, she's an activist. She said, spare me. Their print arm, the Murdoch-owned New York Post, did the dirty work in breaking this manufactured nonsense. Then Fox News spent countless hours breathlessly covering said nonsense.
Yeah.
Now we're supposed to credit them for passing on this story?
Right. As they've gone nonstop all over it. So they passed on it originally, but now then they couldn't resist when they saw what bullshit it was.
Right. I mean, of course, it's the vicious cycle of bullshit news.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should just do a whole network called Bullshit News and put all of them in
could.
There.
We absolutely could.
So here's another Trump idiot.
Hi.
Blacks for Trump founder is linked. This is from. Raw story is linked to a murderous cult.
Okay.
Trump's campaign is highlighting an anti-Semitic supporter who once joined a violent cult and currently posts racist conspiracy theories online. Let's see if I can get the story up without all this stuff popping up. Blacks for Trump founder Maurice Simonette has been a featured audience member at Trump campaign events since 2016 and as recently as last week. Simonette, who's known as Michael the Black Man, makes outlandish claims on his website and on YouTube about Representative Omar, Maxine Waters, Obama, Jesse Jackson, Spike Lee, and Colin Kaepernick. They are deceiving fake black people who are really Indians. I know all this stuff. But anyway, he's linked with the Miami-based Nation of Yahweh cult led by, I'm not going to even try, who was jailed in 1992 for leading a conspiracy to murder 14 white people in initiation rites into the black separatist group. He's known as Maurice Woodside. At the time, he was known as Maurice Woodside. The Simonette guy was acquitted on charges related to two murders related to the conspiracy and took his father's surname afterwards. And it goes on and on. This guy's an absolute.
This is creepy. Yes, that's why the scary music. Yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
Me likey.
Creepy.
Okay, so I think you have sound for this. I'm going to set it up for you.
Okay.
Trump, again, this is from Aaron Rupar on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Trump, again, repeatedly brags about the military's hydrosonic missiles. He means hypersonic. Hydrosonic is a brand of toothbrush.
Wait, okay. Here's what Trump said. Oh, you know what? I should play for you the okay. Brian Williams last night ended his show with this story. So let me just play this segment, and I can't bring up video right now. Here we go.
And just a reminder, if you're flushing 15 times, may need a doctor.
Donald Trump went off on the flushing thing again.
Just today,
okay, here we go.
However, Trump talked about a secret new military weapon.
We are the envy of Russia. We are the envy of China. Nobody has the equipment, even the hydrosonic missiles that Obama messed up on. We have hydrosonic missiles. They go 7 times faster than a normal missile.
Really?
We have the best hydrosonic in the world.
Keep saying it.
So that whole hydrosonic thing had us wondering where we had heard that mentioned before.
Yeah.
And after an exhaustive 2 to 3 minute search of our archives, we found a Today Show segment from 1994 when, in fairness, we all looked different back then.
It was a very fat Al
Roker. It's about electric toothbrushes and hydrosonic technology. So that's where we'd heard of it. The hydrosonic missile the president referred to is actually hypersonic.
Hypersonic.
It turns out there is no ballistic missile that also promotes oral hygiene and healthy gums. That is our broadcast for this Monday.
But, you know, touche, Brian Williams, got to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to remember that Trump has also, for 4 years now, or longer, but he's been in the office for 4 years, he talks about our stealth missiles, yes, our stealth bombers, plane. That they're invisible, that no one can yes. see them. No, they're not. Radar can't pick them up, but right. you can still see them. They're not invisible, and he just doesn't get that. He doesn't understand what stealth means. He doesn't understand. He doesn't get any of it.
He's so stupid. Or he just likes to do it. He knows he's wrong and he just likes to lie.
On this, so he's just stupid. He's just ignorant.
He's just stupid.
He's fignorant.
Oh, God.
Fignorant is fucking ignorant.
Yeah, he's a total ignoramus. That is a definite. And he's also a little bit stupid. People don't understand the difference between ignorance and stupidity.
Oh, wait a minute. I found.
I was asking a pilot, what do you think is better? This one, that one? Talking about Russian planes, Chinese planes. He said, well, the advantage we have is you can't see it. So when we're fighting, they can't see us. I say, that sounds like a really big advantage to me.
He doesn't know that the general is talking about on radar. They can't pick it up on radar, and Trump thinks it's invisible.
Well, it's like when he turned to Dr. Birx and said, do you think we could inject Lysol? You know, I mean,
we should try it. We should look into that. Someone should look into that.
You could put light in your ass. Oh, God. LOL GOP.
Uh-huh.
He asks a question that I think is pertinent.
Yeah.
He says, are you better off now than you were 220,000 Americans ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so sad.
It is sad. It is.
It's dark. That's dark humor.
That it is. That it is.
Okay. Chris Hayes has a nice thread.
Okay.
It's a very serious thread.
Okay.
And I have to be serious now. So I'm putting on my serious voice.
Okay.
He said, a lot of the defenses of Trump on COVID remind me of the years-long effort to defend Bush's Iraq war policy. Lots of special pleading and contortions until everyone kind of just gave up, slunk away, and quietly admitted it was a colossal mistake. In the end, no one really did much soul searching or reckoning. It was just kind of whoops that became endless wars as a slogan, but never actual policy and an attempt to decry the libs for being the deep state, actually. But the brutal fact is that two consecutive GOP presidencies have led the country into epochal disasters, widespread misery, and mass death. And there's a reason that's the case. And yes, the mass death last time were largely Iraqis. It's true.
It is true.
This will be looked back on with a shrug.
It's already a shrug. You know, look, yeah. I remember at the beginning of this, right? There was a doctor in February, early February. Nancy Messonnier was her name. And I remember clearly. Yes. She worked for the CDC and she came out. She told a story about how she spoke to her children, her young children, about how their lives were going to be upended because of this virus and things are going to be difficult. And you're not going to be going out. We're going to be staying at home. And Trump silenced her. We have not heard from her since. She disappeared off the face of the earth, but she told us the truth. That's why he pulled her. That's why he pulled her. And she's still, I don't know where she is. She's probably holed up in her house with her kids somewhere.
I think they shoved her off to a different department or something.
I think so.
That's what they usually do when they don't want to get in trouble for firing somebody. So they shove them off into a different department where they can't do any harm.
It's amazing.
I don't want to hurt Trump's wonderful stellar image. Okay, here's my last tweet.
Okay.
So, Chief, this is from Kyle Cheney of Politico, and he said, Chief of Staff Meadows tells a court that Trump didn't mean it when he said he was ordering the declassification of all Russia probe documents. Trump was just referring to his delegation of declassification authority to AG Barr. In other words, we can't believe a thing Trump tweets.
Well, we know we can't believe a thing Trump tweets, but
officially.
Oh,
we officially in court have it down now on the record. And the tweet in question was, I have fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents.
Right.
And Meadows.
Related to the Mueller report. And so our friend Jason Leopold said, oh, really now? And he filed a FOIA request and said, Donald Trump tweeted out that he's releasing the entire thing unredacted. So they went to court. And a judge sided with Jason, and that's why Trump's people had to go to court. Mark Meadows and under oath say, well, he didn't really mean what he said. He lied.
Yeah, he. So we can't officially. It's now on the record in the court record that Trump is a liar. And when he tweets something, we shouldn't all go, "Oh my God!" So we just threatened war with Kim right. Jong-un.
Nah, or, it's
oh God,
Trump.
He's going to release something.
Huh? Yeah. No, I said no. They have to say, "Oh, it's just Trump tweeting."
Yeah, Trump.
Doesn't
oh,
mean
that's,
anything.
That's our Trump. It's like what Trump said about Rudy when Rudy was talking about the Hunter Biden thing. You know, well, that's Rudy.
Yeah, great.
That's our Rudy. Rudy Kazudi.
Yeah.
So that's all my tweets.
Okay. Well, I got one from Howie Klein who said,
"Oh, good.
Is Trump telling his fascist followers to murder Adam Schiff?" Quote, "I saw Shifty Schiff get up yesterday and say this is Russia. He is so sick. We went through 2.5 years of that. Plus, this guy, he ought to be put away or he ought to be, you know, something should happen with him." End quote. That's a direct quote. FBI, it sounds like the president of the United States is suggesting that some of his followers, you know, the ones who like to carry guns everywhere, do something about Adam Schiff. That
sure
sounded
does,
like
doesn't
a threat to me.
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff he says sounds like a threat to me, and he gets away with it.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing. Nobody does anything about it.
Yep. It's true. And what I said at the beginning about McConnell, this is from somebody at the Washington Post, Jay Stein, Washington Post. McConnell warns White House against making stimulus deal before election.
Yes. Yes.
And
I
David Dayan
that.
Then tweeted that out and said, this is exactly what we know McConnell said directly to Trump 2 weeks ago, which right. led to the temporary end to negotiations. Nothing meaningful has happened on this in 6 months. And mm-hmm. then he says, I feel bad for good reporters who had to waste their time on this treadmill. They
right.
could be, and over the next few months probably will be, instead talking to people who will suffer from this failure.
And not to mention, he's been blaming Nancy Pelosi.
Of course. Trump blames Pelosi, the whole thing. And it's mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell all along who's saying, no deal. There's no deal. Nothing till after the election.
Right.
Unbelievable. The whole
so
thing is just
when
unbelievable.
When people die, when they starve, when their kids get sick, when they can't, their businesses close, when they have no income, on and on and on, you blame McConnell. And for Christ's sake, vote for McGrath.
Amy McGrath.
Wait. Yeah, it is Amy McGrath.
It
yeah.
is Amy McGrath. And apparently she did an interview on MSNBC the other day and was totally horrible.
It was awful.
We could have had a really good candidate. We could have had, what was his
yes.
name, Charles Booker?
Yeah, he was great. She was asked whether she would support expanding the court, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't answer. She said, well, first let's get me into the Senate. You know, first let's win the Senate. First let's
oh,
win
my
the Senate.
God.
And every time she was pressed, and they did press her. And kudos, I forgot who was doing the interviewing, but kudos for asking over and over again. And she wouldn't answer.
Wow. I didn't see it. I just heard about it. And I heard that basically that what the consensus from people who saw it was like, well, that's that. And then I heard that one of the groups who was, you know, funding her campaign was pulling their ad buy from the market. Then I saw them say that's not true. They're just, you know, moving it around. Anyway, it doesn't look good.
Well, she's 12 points behind. At least that's the last one I saw, that she was 12 points
yeah,
behind.
Yeah. You know, if anybody deserves to be sent home packing, it's Mitch McConnell.
God,
the
yes.
turtle. He's, put the turtle back in his shell.
He's just awful. And I really hope Jamie Harrison wins because I've sent him a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Well, that one is looking like a race. It looks neck and neck.
Yeah, it's definitely neck and neck. It's hopeful, but I have a feeling. I don't know. I'm just a pessimist when it comes to elections, so don't
ask
me.
I don't want to put any bad juju out there.
No
I
juju.
Want Lindsey. I want to see Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell ride
Gone.
Off into the sunset, holding hands, saying, you know, happy trails to you. Till
That's fine
we
with
meet
me.
Again.
And wear their little cowboy hats and their spurs and their chaps and get off on each other. Oh, maybe your friend will write to them and say that they've been caught on their computers.
Oh, well, they probably have been. When Lindsay, you know, what happened to that male hooker who was trying to expose Lindsay? I guess nobody else would come forward. That fizzled out.
Oh, yeah. I knew that would.
They
that
just
was nothing.
They just won't speak.
Oh, well. And honestly, I don't think it would have mattered.
No, probably not. Anyway, all right, with that, we can hear from the music. We're at the end of the hour. Gotta Laugh, find her on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh, and here every Tuesday. Tomorrow, David Daley will be here. He's got the cover story in the New Republic about, you know, the election.
Okay. Well, the
how to keep your
vote
safe. Yes. All right. See you then. See you later. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.